Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That, what?
What happened?
What'd you do?
Oh, my God. I didn't see that coming.
It's Thursday morning. Hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
70 degrees right now. And from this moment on,
yeah.
Today is going to suck so long and so hard.
Oh, my God. They should call it your mom.
High of 92. Heat index that could be approaching 100 degrees. 100
degrees.
This, oh, woo. My freaking God.
Man, camp should be fun today.
Yeah, no kidding. Woo, thank God we got out of that. All right, right now, whatever you're doing, I encourage you to stop doing that.
Yeah.
Log on to our live stream, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch.
Yep.
And get it on the Odyssey app and WCMF.com because you got a new outfit.
Thank you.
You don't even have like the
thank
full
you.
Outfit. The full outfit.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if the camera does it justice.
Well, you got okay. Could you, no, it doesn't. But there's one more piece that I'm sure you'll be putting back on around 7 o'clock.
Okay.
It does it yeah. for you. I don't. We're going to save it. I don't understand you as a person.
Why?
And why?
I'm very comfortable.
No, because like you
play. It looks comfy.
But you play it off like you're making a joke, but you're not. Like you think that.
Oh, I wear this around the house.
I feel like your grandson probably has the same outfit.
He may. May have bought him a junior set.
I'm ashamed.
Like, I can't even say what he looks like because this is so unique. You don't look like anything.
No, see, here's the thing.
You don't look like anything.
Like, I've never seen that before
in
my lifetime.
It's because, Kimmy, you don't hang out in certain circles.
Yeah, but with those shoes and everything.
No, he looks like something.
I'll
tell you what he looks like.
Don't. You know,
no,
o'clock.
No, this is not an insult. This is straight up.
Before straight up. Actual ooh, we're getting straight up.
Kimmy, yeah. He's trying to look like big money. Like big money.
Sophisticated.
Yeah. And your face, first of all, wipes out any hint of sophistication. But like anybody that has the money that could actually pull off the outfit you're trying to wear would know immediately that you're a fraud. And people that don't have the money that understand what you're doing with that outfit, like Kimmy and I.
Yeah.
Don't appreciate what you're trying to do. So that outfit is for nobody.
No, it's for me.
It is for no. No, it's not. Because you wear things to try to impress other people. You could try and tell me you don't, but it's
I don't. Sort of, who do I see? You claim I don't see anybody. I don't have any friends.
I don't know because you walk around.
So who am I impressing?
You dress for Pittsford Wegmans every day.
Well, I like to look nice.
Like you want.
What if Danny pulls up?
And that's is that what it is? In all seriousness,
you hey, I think he's got this outfit.
I wouldn't doubt that. And again. If you have an outfit, Danny Wegman also has a question.
Pretty cool.
Not really.
He's a pretty cool dude, man.
No, he's allowed to wear whatever he wants because he's a billionaire.
Yes, yes.
You don't own a house.
Yeah, so I freed up my cash.
You're definitely going to turn some heads in that thing. I don't know if it's in it for a good reason or a bad reason, but people will definitely be looking at
I already
at you
got a
today.
Compliment this
from,
morning.
From who?
Who do you think? My boy.
Who's that?
Upstairs.
Who's that?
The Moose.
Yeah.
What so the Moose said, where'd you get that? I want to get one.
What do we always say? If Moose compliments your outfit, you're not wearing the right outfit. All right, I need to talk to parents here so you guys can just sit quietly and think about products you'd like to purchase. Mm. So my oldest, my 14-year-old, she is at Stevie Gianta Girls Hockey Camp this week.
Okay.
Out in Fairport. That's the hockey camp for the hockey player that wants to be their parent's second favorite kid. But, like, it's a great camp, but she always has a blast.
Yeah.
And Stevie and his family, they run the whole thing, and they're great. So today's the last day. And to wrap up Stevie Gianta Hockey Camp,
what do they
have, like, a big scrimmage between all the girls.
Oh, okay.
Right, per age group, right?
Yeah.
So in the past, my daughter's gone to this camp for, like, years and years and years. I would go, like, when I would get out of work, I would run out and, like, watch her go do the camp.
Yeah.
But she's older now, and I understand that I'm being an embarrassing dad, so I don't want to do that and embarrass her. So I've just been picking her up. But I wanted to go to the game today at 3 o'clock. So yesterday, I pick up my daughter from camp, and I'm like, what time is the game tomorrow? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, why you in now? Why you in now? I kind of got out this time. Like, well, I wanted to come watch the game. She's like, I want you.
She doesn't want you there, man.
I'm 14, man. I don't want.
Anytime I saw my parents, either one of them coming, I cringed.
Yeah.
And but, that's every kid.
No, man.
And you're kind of lucky, like, it's just happening now. Like, I feel like that started for me at, like, 12.
Yeah.
Okay, you know well, I get it. Look,
she let you hang around for a while. You got to take what you can get.
I love how you make her sound like a bouncer at a bar.
Serious. She did, because she like, enjoyed you being at her practices and games for a long time.
But it's gone.
And now she's at the age where she doesn't. Come on, Dad. Now you're embarrassing.
Okay, so here's the thing. I can respect that. I don't want to cramp my child's style. I understand she needs independence. So, as sad as I was, as much as it was an arrow in my heart driving home with my kid in the car yesterday, fine.
So you're not going today?
Well, that's the thing.
Are you going to sneak in?
No.
Because I can loan you this outfit.
Yeah, that'll help me sneak. I was ready to accept that the time has passed when my daughter wants me around.
Yeah.
However, so last night she went to a movie with her friend. And as I'm falling asleep at, like, you know, 9:30, I get a text from my daughter. The game starts at 3. That's the only text.
Oh, dropping hints?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just it. Now, I get...
That's the official invite.
Okay, so that's just it. I understand that my daughter... teenage logic is weird. Your kids cannot let you know they want you around or want your approval.
Yes, of course.
Right? But if you don't pick up the subtle hints... They will hold it against you that you weren't there or giving them their approval. So here's what I'm trying to figure out. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. When your kid hits like 13, up until they're out of college, how do you know when your kids actually want you there? Because it seems to me, now that she gave me the time, she wants me to be there today.
Well, I mean...
not so easy.
I mean, she wants you there, but she also is going to treat you like crap when you get there.
Yeah, that's true.
So like... Even if you figure that out, you're not going to be happy with the result.
Oh, look, my oldest treats me like crap, period. That's just a daily
she wants
thing.
You there, but she's going to pretend like she doesn't know you once you get there.
Which is fine, I guess. Like I'm slowly moving into my new role as guy who just gets kicked
guy in the background.
Well, yeah, like, you know, whatever. You were going to say, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
No, spot on take from Tommy. Didn't see that coming.
Didn't you want your dad at your games to like watch you when you were a kid?
But your dad's loud.
Yeah, not like me. But yeah. Especially like at like the summertime, like practices, stuff like that. Absolutely not. Unless I always gauged it based on if other parents were there. If other parents were there, you were cool to come.
Okay.
If this was just like a kind of athletes only, coaches, maybe minimal parents, I'm like, no, don't show up.
Okay, so
you're going to stand out more.
So you were willing to accept your father being there if other parents were there, but it wasn't that you wanted him to be there.
I guess I didn't really care either way.
Okay.
But as a teenager, I didn't care if my parents came.
But to this day, if my parents rose from the grave and I looked out that door and they were both standing there, I'd cringe. I'd like, God damn it. What the?
Well, yeah, but your parents were awful people.
Well, they were also, take away the awfulness of
it.
They were just obnoxious, and they were loud, and they were dumb, and they didn't know it. And it was like they both had bullhorns of stupidity that they walked around with all day. So, and they had matching Elk Lodge windbreakers that were monogrammed.
So they dressed loud and dumb. They sounded like idiots, and they didn't realize they weren't intelligent.
And thank God that crap didn't stick, bro.
What do they say, Kimmy?
I broke the chains.
Apple tree, etc.
I broke the chains.
No, I mean, look, being...
Like, if your parents were standing there right now.
Well,
Same thing. Same... Ah, damn it.
Well, but here's the thing. I'm a grown-ass man. Now, I will say this. When I was a kid, I did love my parents being at my sporting events.
Okay.
I would have never said it out loud. Oh. I wouldn't have asked them to be. Yeah. But if, like, because there was times where, like, you know, my dad couldn't make things because he had golf or vacations with his buddies. And it was like, it
okay,
was
so
like.
Maybe that's the difference, though, because you didn't have a parent that, like, wanted to show up to everything.
Oh, no, here's the thing. My dad wanted to show up to my things unless there was something cooler to do. Yeah.
Which was, like, everything.
I mean, look, in the defense of my old man, he was there a lot, yeah. except for my birthdays, because that's when the Police Olympics were in Myrtle Beach.
The Police
Olympics. It's a real thing. My dad played golf in the Police Olympics and missed my birthday every year.
In Vero Beach?
Sometimes it was Myrtle Beach, Cocoa Beach.
Oh, nice.
Whatever beach he was at, best beach in the world.
Oh, beautiful.
Senior Frogs, Cocoa Beach, best restaurant you've ever been to in your life.
I also didn't want my dad there and then have to ride home with him so he could break down everything afterwards. You know?
I've gotten better at that, I think. I just let her talk.
I'm going to say, based on her reaction, no.
No, look, I'm allowed.
Because you like to mock and joke, too.
Yeah, and well, that's same with my dad. He'd give me nicknames.
Like what?
Like Civ. If I was Civ? Playing like, in goal. Thanks, Dad.
No, look. Thanks to Kimmy and the story she tells about her experience with her dad,
yeah.
I have shut up when my daughter is around. About, okay. Like, you know, I used to, when she was younger, be like, oh, we got to go get it. Not like yell, but like, you know, like,
yeah.
you know put work in. And yes, you guys watch me react when my daughter's hockey game was on TV that day while we were doing the show.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't do that in front of her. I'm allowed. With the money that you spend as a travel sports parent when she's not around.
That damn money I've spent.
I don't think it's so much
my retirement.
You're reacting when you're there. I think it's just simply your presence.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
You know?
like I said, if I see my parents, they don't have to even say anything. I've already, my ass is tight. I'm cringing.
Okay.
They haven't done a damn thing yet. Just to look at them and their expressions. Because I know it's coming, man.
Save your money.
Yes. Do the Macarena.
252 WCMF. My daughter has Stevie Gianta hockey camp this week, and every year they wrap it up with like a scrimmage. It's like big game, whatever. It's really fun. And here's the other thing: like, these are all girls that she's grown up playing hockey with since she was like five. Sometimes they go play on different teams, so it's nice to like catch up with all the kids that I watched like grow up since they were little.
Yeah.
So yesterday we're leaving campus. I'm picking her up, and I go, "What time is the game tomorrow? Because I want to go watch it." And she goes, "I don't know." So I'm like, "Fine, all right, I'm not gonna go." And then she went to a movie with a friend last night. She texts me as I'm falling asleep.
By the way, this kid's got a pretty nice summer, man.
Yeah. No kidding.
Hanging out with
NHL stars.
No, Brian wasn't there.
Oh, damn it. Oh, you didn't pay for the gold package? So you sent him to Little Brother Hockey Camp?
Tiny Brother Hockey Camp. But yeah, she sends me a text, and the text just says, game is at 3 tomorrow. So now I think she wants me there, but she can't let me know she wants me there, which I understand, but I don't want to embarrass her. I mean, I'm going to go to the game.
Yeah.
I'm going to the game. And now, just to prove a point, I'm going to be the loudest parent there, even though nobody will be yelling.
Wow, that's a first.
I'm kidding. It was a joke.
Was it?
Sky! Back check! Kid doesn't want a back check. Connor.
Oh, Connor.
He writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. My parents were rarely ever able to come to any of my games. It sucked. No matter what age I was at, go to the game, Duff. Connor says I got to go.
Okay.
Connor.
He looked up to those stands, didn't see his mom and dad.
That does suck for kids, man. You never played sports. You don't get it. And Kimmy was terrible at sports. She doesn't get it.
Yeah, it's true. I didn't have much to be proud of.
No, you know what's funny, too? Is like, I my daughter's got 3 years of, like, high school age hockey left, right? And she's been doing this since she was like 5 years old. She loves it. I love watching her grow.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really fun thing, right? So I am very well aware that my ability to enjoy this and bond with her over this is coming to an end soon.
Yeah.
And we haven't had any hockey games in like months, two.
Oh.
So like the fact that she's like going to play in like kind of a game today, I'm like, oh, this is exciting. I looked at the schedule. They play there. My daughter's hockey team on the ice. Play their first game on August 24th.
Wait, really? The actual season starts?
I don't know if it's a season or a scrimmage, but there's a team from the North Country, Messina, coming down to Rochester on August 24th to play hockey.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I feel so bad for kids. I mean, I know there's still like a month of summer left. And I'm sure like it's just the norm now, but like, gosh, like it just sucks that it's it, they they don't really don't get a break from any of it.
No, I mean, like,
that's just one sport.
She can't play any other sports. Like, so this season will start August 24th, and it'll go September, October, November, December, January, February, March. 7 months.
I'm surprised these kids don't burn out.
I mean, some do. I mean, you know, you lose girls along the way. They quit. No.
I understand.
Well, it came out of my mouth. Well, we left one in Pittsburgh. No, I mean, like, the last couple of years, there have been girls that my daughter has played with. Girls, they're like the sweetest kids.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they just get to a point where it's like, it's
too
much. But
I get it, man. If you're doing it it's so intense.
Yeah.
But, like, the ones that, like, my daughter loves it.
Yeah.
Her other friends that keep playing love it. And, like, for example, this sucks, too. Sorry, people running these camps. Mm-hmm. My daughter has had 3 hockey camps 3 weeks straight.
Right, this summer.
So the last 3 weeks.
3 different camps.
Yes, she had girls' first look camp 2 weeks ago. She had RIT women's hockey camp last week. And then this week is little brother Gianta camp.
Yeah.
Right. So.
How did they not overlap?
I don't.
Do they do that on purpose?
Well, yeah, they all know each other. I'm sure, like, you know, Stevie and the head coach at RIT women's hockey would not be cool with each other. I'm doing my career. But she has gone to play hockey for 12 of the last 17 days.
God damn. That's summer stuff.
It's summer. And this isn't even like intense
stuff. Yeah.
And now she's got to go all the way out to Fairport for practice this year, like during the wintertime. And I live in West Henrietta. So that's like with rush hour, 40 to 45 minutes each way. Hate everything.
Yeah.
All right, we'll wrap it up with this.
All right, enjoy your summer.
Shut up. Paul writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. Just go and be low-key. My worst childhood memory is when I used to play goalie in high school hockey, and he shouted, "Come on, Swiss, tighten up," when I let a goals through at a bad practice. Yeah, so I guess Swiss cheese is the go-to dad insult for goalies.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know, the number one rule of owning a business.
What is that?
Make your customers feel comfortable.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
make
yeah.
Make them want to come into your place.
Sure.
Right? Treat them like family. Mm. And that is not a policy, at least with this policy, that makes, let me try this again. Customers resent this policy at this store.
Oh.
So much so, it's caused some major issues.
Mm.
But it turns out, at least according to a story we have in front of us today, if you are someone who does not want to do this on the way out the door,
yeah,
you don't have to.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So if you shop at Walmart, you know on your way out, most of the time, there was someone at the door to check your receipt on the way out.
So Walmart does that?
Yes, Walmart has been doing this for, like 15, 20 years.
And BJ's does it.
Costco does it also.
Okay.
So Costco and BJ's, yes, it's been a thing forever and ever and ever and ever. But with these stores, Walmart specifically, when they do this, we assume they're trying to fight shoplifting.
Well, yeah, because they grab your receipt and they look at your cart.
Exactly. There are a lot of people, Tommy, who don't like this policy.
Well, it is kind of weird, man. I just paid for this. Like, you could have just stood at the register and seen me buy it, but you're waiting, let me see that receipt, let me see what you got.
So you resent it too?
Well, yeah, because it's like, you know, you're in like, you're leaving like a communist country.
Yeah, it's like, show me your papers,
yes.
Right? So a woman that was just hired by Walmart went viral yesterday.
What did she say?
She snapped a photo of a PowerPoint presentation they had her watch to start her job.
Mm.
And on the slide for door greeters, it says, and I quote,
yeah,
never force a customer to show their receipt.
Don't wrestle them down. Okay. So I could just blow past them.
That's kind of what it seems like. Now, by the way, we're not encouraging anyone to do that in case this woman is mistaken by what she saw, right?
All right?
But it does, based on that policy, kind of seem like this might be an optional thing.
Okay.
Kimmy, are you cool with showing your receipt at places that ask for it on the way out the door?
Yeah, in fact, like, I want to because I want to prove that I didn't take anything. You know, like, you're, like, waiting there. You're like, yeah, check it. It's right.
Yeah, you're
I bought this stuff.
You're proud you're not a thief?
Not proud, but it's almost like I'll show you I'm not guilty.
But that's a bad way to think.
Here I come. I'm a good person.
No, but it's funny. Like, every time
you're waiting there feeling like you did something wrong, but you're proving to this person that I didn't do anything wrong,
Okay, but why would you shop at a place that makes you feel like you've done something wrong when you've done nothing wrong?
I don't know.
That's a good point.
They really enjoy Costco.
Okay. Because, Tommy, I'm with you. Like, I resent that policy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and here's the thing. It's not even like the policy would be hard to beat. Because, like, I can hide stuff even in my cart, not even on my person, that you can't see. Because they just glance at the cart, glance at the receipt, and send you on your way.
And usually that guy is my age or older.
Exactly. Like, let's say that I was going to shoplift something. Like, a guy goes, hey, what's that? If I just start running, there's nothing you're going to be able to do to stop me. Like, the policy doesn't make any sense. It makes me feel like a bad person.
Yeah.
It makes me assume you suspect I'm a criminal, and it's not going to stop me from doing anything bad anyway.
And by the way, if it's busy, it really holds you up.
100%.
Yeah.
Because you're just in line.
Yeah.
Now I have another line to exit.
And with most of these places, they're always busy.
Your papers.
My biggest problem
is
this. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Places like Walmart really kicked this policy into high gear when they rolled out self-checkout.
Yeah. I thought they dropped it.
So they are starting to pull back on self-checkout in certain stores. They're experimenting with it. But, like, here's the thing. If you don't want to pay people to check me out, fine. But don't treat me like a criminal because you want to cut the jobs of four people.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that fair enough?
That's a good statement, Pat. You can run on that.
That's what it comes down to. Like, you're paying.
You're squeezing out the working man.
But you're paying one person to do the job that four people once did.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want me to shoplift, have somebody touch every item that I'm paying for, right? I mean, it is a thing. You're paying a minimum wage anyway. You're not giving them the 40 hours a week at the thing. It doesn't cost you that much money, you dicks. I'm just saying, man. Why do they exclusively hire old people for that job?
The checker?
Yeah. door greeter.
Yeah, it's always an old. It's always an old codger.
Maybe those are a lot of sitting people that apply for it. Yeah,
it's also a lot of sitting.
I always see them standing.
Yeah,
well, they stand,
standing.
But there's some sitters now too. So
I have
some
noticed the sitters.
Like they're just in a higher chair.
They get a stool.
Okay.
With wheels, and they can kind of like what you're in now.
Yeah.
And they just kind of like scooch over, look at your stuff.
Okay. Do you think the majority of the door greeters and receipt checkers at Walmart, those old folks, are they there because they want like something to do, or are they there because they don't have money for food?
I'm thinking back in the day, it was something to do. Now I think it's they need to get.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I'm seeing so many people my age doing what high school kids used to do.
Yeah, you know, now that you bring it up.
Shagging carts.
Yep.
You know, graveyard shift at drive-thrus.
No, you're right. I went through two drive-thrus when we were on break.
Yeah, it's a bunch of me's.
Yeah, it was. They were all older.
What do you want?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A picture that went viral yesterday. A woman who was hired by Walmart snapped a shot of the PowerPoint presentation that they gave her to, like, you know, train her how to do her job.
Yeah.
And on the card about the...
You know she's fired.
Yeah, probably. Receipt checkers. But again, you lost a $15 an hour job that doesn't give you 40 hours a week. On the card for receipt checkers, it said, never force a customer to show their receipt.
Yeah, because you can't legally probably, like... stop somebody.
Well, so Caleb brings that up.
That's like a hostage situation.
You can always get us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way. Caleb writes, legally, they can't touch you or force you to show them anything. They do it to be intimidating and make people think they can.
Ooh. So it's a power play.
That's kind of what it seems
like. Yeah.
Adam writes us, I 100% resent that policy. I've never stopped at any store to show my receipt. It's never been a problem.
Okay. He don't play, man, Adam.
All right, so here's the thing.
So, man.
I think this can go both ways.
Okay.
Right? Because, like, I don't want to do this,
mm-hmm.
but I'm also aware that the person checking the receipt didn't come up with this policy.
Right. It's just, they're just doing their job.
I don't want to be a dick. Like, I didn't steal anything, so I'll give you the receipt.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to bust the gate trying to get out of there.
So, like, here's what I'm trying to figure out. Are we pusses for bowing down to the power?
Yes.
Or is Adam... a dick for like, I'm not even going to show you your receipt, man.
Adam's a dick, but I'm a huge puss. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's a push.
You know what I am impressed by sometimes, and
this
I've
outfit?
Seen this happen? It is impressive.
Shut up.
You said you'd never seen anything like it.
I have not.
Again,
I have not.
When Kimmy,
she's been to California
and
Palm Springs and Las Vegas.
That is a very Palm Springs outfit.
Oh, yeah.
When Kimmy compliments your outfit, because again, she hates you, so you know you never wear that outfit again.
The boldest people, the boldest customers I've seen, like, try to skirt this policy, little old ladies. I've seen them, like, work their way through because they feel like they only have a few items, so you don't need to check my stuff. So they'll, like, they'll cut the line, and nobody says anything to
them.
It is
great getting old, man.
Can we
like,
talk?
Nobody even looks. I remember one day, like, my husband and I were sitting there. This woman's, like, she's cutting everybody. She's kind of weaving through the line. And then she just walks out, and I'm like, I know people saw her do this, and nobody's going to say crap.
Can we talk about that real
quick?
Yeah,
yeah,
because now that you brought it up, it's on my mind. You know, I go to my salad place every day.
Yeah.
And it's one of those places where you go down the line. I was like, I'd like that and that and that.
Yeah.
And they put it all in your bowl, right? All right, so this old lady gets in ahead of me, which really pissed me off because I'm usually the first one in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my thing.
Yeah.
All right. So she gets ahead of me, and she's got the giant sunglasses over her actual glasses.
Oh, coffee talk.
You got it. So, she gets her thing, and she takes forever. Hey, what's that? So she finally gets to the front, and I'm ordering mine, and all of a sudden, this woman's back standing next to me again. She's like 3 feet tall.
Wait, and she came back?
She comes back down the line, and the manager of this salad place, you know, bless his heart.
Yeah.
He goes, turns out she doesn't like kale. He's telling her the other people. So I'm going to need you to remake this for her. But, like, she watched them make it.
Yeah.
And didn't say a word.
And didn't say anything. And then, like, she's just standing there, and the kid looks at me, and I know him because I'm there every day.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't worry about it. She, like, stopped my thing from being made.
Yes. Yeah.
So they could remake the thing
that she
wanted that she watched get made. And then so she feels like she has to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, you come here every day? And I go, yeah. And she goes, why? I don't know, because normally you're not here. Like, I don't want to do this at all. But, like, there was no shame. Like, not only am I want this remade again, even though I ordered it, and I'm just going to inconvenience you because.
And everybody here.
F you, man. God, it made me so mad.
Yeah, but it says that's the great thing about the Great Panthers. We could do whatever we want.
And you do kind of look like the woman I was standing next to the other day.
Or she had this outfit?
Probably.
And that hairline.
Oh, right. Poor thing.
Now we got conspiracy theories coming in mad.
Oh, okay.
Well, because we talked about how it's usually elderly folks checking the receipts.
Yeah.
When you walk out of places like Walmart. Troy writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way. It's a psychological thing.
Oh.
People feel less inclined to steal from the elderly or treat them like crap.
Okay.
Man. It kind of makes sense, though. Like, if there's a guy that looks like me and he goes, give me your receipt, I want you to... Right? But I don't want to tell my grandpa.
Yeah.
Nob me, grandpa? What are you... All right, so I guess... I mean, look, again...
Just
don't,
play the game.
Yeah, just look at you.
Just bend over for corporate America.
All right, let's take a break.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This makes perfect sense.
Okay.
I mean, unless you have a kid with you, there is no need to take this home.
Mm.
But when you're at a carnival, fair, amusement park, I played this game for a reason.
Yeah.
And I want everyone to see what I did. So this program, which is not a bad idea.
Okay.
Not a bad idea. Does make you feel like a dick.
Oh, yeah.
If you were to make the wrong right choice.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch this classic rock, 96.5. WCMF, the great New York State Fair, right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And along with concerts and the rides and the agriculture pavilions and the giant sculpture made of butter, they have a midway.
Oh, yeah.
Right? All the games you can play, wonderful prizes to take home. Mostly a goldfish you'll kill in a week and giant stuff.
They still do the goldfish?
Actually, it's a good question.
I thought they stopped that like because it was cruel.
You know what? I haven't seen one in a while.
When's the last time you went to a carnival?
When she got her hair done.
I haven't been to one in a while.
She got her. Hey, has anyone been to a carnival lately? 252 WCMF. Do they still do the geckos and the goldfish and stuff like that? Okay, so when it comes to stuffed animals, if you were to win one at the Great New York State Fair, the state now has a suggestion.
What are they saying?
Well, Tommy, a lot of guys play these games just to see if they can win them.
Yeah, sure.
Right? I mean, Kimmy, your husband, he wants to show off his arm. He wants to hit that big thing with a mallet.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he uses our niece as an excuse just to play the games.
Okay, exactly. And I get that. I totally get it. He doesn't actually want the stuffed animal if he wins it.
Yeah. But... So it does tell everybody something.
All right, so
yeah,
the state is offering what's called the Reprise a Prize program.
Okay, well, how's that work?
If you go to the state fair and you win a stuffed animal, in that moment right there, you can donate it to a program that will give these stuffed animals to a kid's charity for the little ones to enjoy.
What a great idea.
It is. It is a great idea that I really wish they had never come up with.
Why?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you win a giant stuffed animal at a carnival and you want to keep it as a grown-ass man, does that make you a dick?
It's the saddest look,
it's not.
There is a grown ass man walking around with a stuffed dinosaur.
Yeah,
yeah,
with a smiley face on it,
like,
which makes no sense based on whatever I've read about dinosaurs. They don't seem happy. I mean, here's what you could do, because I know you want. Just take a picture of it.
No,
would you hold it and donate it?
No, because you want all eyes on you as you're walking around with it.
Because nobody's
impressed. You want people to wonder, like, ooh, I wonder what that guy did to get that.
He must really be talented,
man. He must really be good at climbing wobbly ladders.
You know, the key is you got to lay down and shimmy your way up the ladder.
See, I saw a different strategy, but I'm sure there are other ways.
Everything Kimmy just said is 100% correct. I want...
It's sad.
Okay. Yes, with this... No, it's not sad.
It's sad.
With this policy... The kid should have the stuffed animal.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want everyone to see me with the giant stupid thing I'm not going to use.
How about they let you take one lap and then you donate it?
No, because I also want...
Hey, there you go. Maybe you can walk around all day with it and at the end of the day say, okay, you can... I'm ready to donate.
Everybody
got to
print it like it's the Stanley Cup.
You want to sit next to that thing on the rides and have it strapped in with you.
I want it. No, I have put them in my car, like in the seat next to me, so people on the way home that can are driving can see it. And yes, I do want to parade it like the Stanley Cup. It's my trophy. I earned this. I mean, you know how hard it is to win those games? They're
not
all rigged.
Very.
Well, it's you're going to spend quite a few bucks trying to win.
Thank
most
you.
Most of the time.
Thank you. And by the way, not very. That's how I know you're a man that's never done this ever, which makes you a pansy. Have you ever played a carnival game in your life?
I thought the shoes did that.
Have you ever played a carnival game?
Yes, everybody's played carnival.
Have you ever won a carnival
game? Yes, I've won.
You have not.
I still got the goldfish.
Bye.
You would have
She's
to have
67.
Oh, wait, she was the one getting my salad yesterday.
Everybody has like a go-to carnival game. Like ones, you know, I don't have a shot. That one, I could make that one work.
I was always good with the squirt gun ones where you got to shoot it into the clown's mouth.
Or you race the other people.
That's the least skillful one because somebody wins every time.
No.
And don't you feel like a dick with that one because there's probably kids playing and you're
I was a kid when I played it.
Yeah, okay, no, I mean, in his defense.
I wasn't like 40. I was getting drunk.
As a kid. No, I want the prize. And the fact that this is offered makes me feel like a dick for wanting the prize, which isn't fair because I played to win the prize.
Right.
I played to show... What a superior human being I am to everyone else that did not win the prize. And you bring up the game you're good at. I am fantastic at knocking those three milk bottles off the stand with a soft little ball. I have figured it out.
Well, you're good with soft balls. Not even Saturday night.
Boo. Don't do the hand thing. Two five two WCMF 252-9263. The state fair has a new policy and option. If you are playing the games at the state fair and you win a stuffed animal prize, instead of taking it home as a grown man because you don't need it, you can donate it right there to a charity that will then give it to a kid who would much rather have that. But I want it. Kimmy, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Are women impressed when their boyfriends and husbands up? Are women impressed when their boyfriends and husbands win carnival games?
I wouldn't say I'm impressed, but...
Why?
What?
But I'm more embarrassed if you don't.
Because nobody knows if you
don't. It's going to hurt you more if you try and keep failing and you don't give it up than it is... than the amount I'm impressed by if you win something.
It is a standard 80s and 90s movie first date. Right, you go to like the carnival or the boardwalk or the midway, and like in the movie, you know she's falling in love with him right when he wins her that giant stuffed monkey.
Yes,
because he's
very romantic.
It is, right? Yeah. We have been conditioned to believe that we are getting in your pants by knocking down all three of those milk bottles.
But you wait.
But like, but you also have to look cool doing it because if you're shooting hoops underhand. Trying to make those baskets.
Well, but that's a better way to do it because it's the angle. It's a smaller hoop. That's how they get you. You can't tell from a distance.
Can't dunk.
You have to go. It's got to be a higher arc to get it through.
You also have to pick and choose your battles because she could be better at you at some of those games. Because some of those games are like weird skills that people have.
That would be bad.
You know? And you can't figure out, like, I told you when we went to Seabreeze a few summers ago, my niece won the big prize with the dart game.
Oh.
Like, she was just, like, lobbing them in the air and hitting the balloon every time. Whereas, like, we were actually trying and missing the balloons.
I can't imagine any woman legitimately being impressed by you playing these games. Unless she's got, like, a lazy eye and a chipped tooth.
It's funny you say that.
Why?
Can I tell you a story?
Go ahead.
So we went to Seabreeze a couple years ago,
yeah.
My wife and my girls and I. And my girls wanted this giant shark.
Okay.
And it was the milk bottle game. And I'm good at the milk bottle game. So
that's what I've been hearing.
First ball, bang, all three of them.
No.
All. We get the smash of shark.
No.
And I got to win another.
Well, you did not.
Nope. I stayed with the one shark because
really?
I knew. Look,
but
I knew
you got two kids.
Does it matter? You guys could share the giant shark. Shark
that
was
never
huge.
Works.
I took a picture of it. I put it on
share
Instagram.
A shark.
After I knocked the milk bottles over, my wife comes over to me, and it was one of the most sincere things she ever said to me. She said, "Our daughters are never going to get married because they won't find someone that can do what you do." She said that to me.
You know,
after
they learn
I
this stuff.
At, no other.
You know, they learn this stuff at medical school.
Okay,
how to like tell people bad news.
It's because
she has to come back in. And she goes, "You know, Mr. Millet, I got some things to tell you about your back that you're not going to like to hear."
God, I wish she would tell you that.
They learn how to do that.
It was the most sincere thing in our relationship
she'd
ever
said.
And it's when I was handed the shark. The shark. It was the shark that did it, man.
But I get it with the kids, but you were never going to get that on a first date with your wife.
You don't know that.
You think if you were on a first date with your wife and you handed that shark, she's like, "Look, this loser."
No, that would be like, come on, don't think about this.
Like a radio boy got me over here.
No, but you couldn't do that with the shark with one hand. That's how big it was. You had to use two hands to carry the shark around.
I think the precedent is set by your dad. Because whenever we'd go, like, my dad would win something. He was determined to win something. So we would never leave empty-handed. So if I went on a date and you didn't try to win something, I feel like I would find that strange.
Ah! They don't make men like my daddy anymore. He threw that milk jug bottle to the floor.
No, that's not how the game works. You throw the ball at the
Was looking for a rhyme.
Be better. Hashtag be better. No, I mean, Kimmy,
Dad also did a thing now that I'm thinking about it. He would pick the prize that he wanted.
Oh, so you didn't even get a kid prize.
Well, he'd play
Budweiser can opener.
And he'd play the basketball game and win a basketball.
Oh.
And he'd give it to us, but like, I wanted like the stuffed turtle, not the basketball.
But the basketball is a better value. The stuffed turtle.
That's what his logic was.
No, it's a good logic.
It's good value for your money.
It is good value. 252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this new policy at the state fair. If you play one of the games and you win a prize and you don't want the stuffed animal, you can, in that moment, donate it to a charity that'll give the stuffed animal to a kid. And it's a great policy.
Awesome.
Great idea. But I want it. And I know I don't need it, but I want to carry it around and I want people to be impressed. Okay, you think I'm a dick?
Yes, I do.
Joey writes us.
Still think you're a dick.
On Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I used to go every year to the state fair. One year I was behind the basketball game. The rim of the hoop is small and bent, so you can't get the ball in. I started saying something to the guy running the game, and he gave me a stuffed animal, the big one, to shut up and move on.
Oh. Just go up there and run your mouth.
So, well, no, but like, no. Don't do that. If I'm a dick for winning the animal, I wanted to keep it just going, "Hey, what are you doing?
Rigged.
What are you doing in this carnival game that everyone knows is not a thing you can win well?"
Yeah, you can't be proud of a prize you got out of pity.
Yeah. Boo, Joey. All right, I'm going to go a step further.
Oh, so.
When it comes to carnival games, the more busted the carnival, the better the prizes are going to be at the games. Like, the state fair does a great job, right? There's, like, modern and cool pointless stuff. But those really small-town carnivals and, like, village carnivals with the sketchiest of carnies running the games and the rides, right? They've still got, like, Guns N' Roses posters from 89. Yeah. I can get a Spuds McKenzie glass mirror.
Nice.
Right? I don't want to walk away from this game unless I'm wearing my brand new Insane Clown Posse fitted hat. Like, that's some badass stuff.
All right.
Like, sure, this giant purple frog is cool.
So you're saying busted carnival is better?
Yes, I want my Motley Crue t-shirt.
You want like a wall of prizes. You want a range of selection.
Yes, I want prizes that I remember from when I was a kid and I had to go do an event, and I won't say the name of the carnival, a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow this carnival, it was a small town, still had the prizes from when I was like seven years old. It was awesome.
Still toxic.
Yeah, it's actually probably.
Oh, good. You know that.
Yeah. All right, so we all know these games are impossible to win, as Joey brought up, as he strong-armed a man into getting a stuffed animal. Why do we keep lining up to do it?
Well, what else are you going to do when you're there? I mean, you're kind of there. You're walking around. You didn't have that, it'd be pretty boring.
Because it's a challenge.
For an adult.
Well, but like, there are people, and I know you think I'm sad, but there are people. There are people dedicated, Tommy, to going home a champion. So much so that there are literally thousands of YouTube videos right now you can go on and watch that will teach you the science of these carnival games so you can up your odds of winning a prize.
That's it.
Yeah. And these people watch them.
I'm going to training camp for carny prizes.
That's exactly what that is.
They're going to show you the skill set you need.
Yeah. And I've watched a couple of them. That's how I learned about the basketball thing.
All right.
So look, go enjoy.
Enjoy yourself.
Win your prizes and don't feel bad for wanting to keep the prize. Yeah. Earn that
prize. That kid don't need that prize.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.